In the case of the people, the juror says, and I wish I had eyes in the back of my head, so I could see the people behind me, so they can see me. Not the version of me they see in those drawings. Eyes like dead spaces on my face. Mouth turned down. Nose wide like my father's. Cheekbones high like my grandma's. Not the version of me they see on TV. Head down. Arms pulled back. Wrists cuffed. Mean mugged. Name in mud. But the real me, like, past my face, past my story, and into my eyes so they'd know what really happened that night. I'd let each one of them step into my soul and walk those city streets, walk through that building's door, walk through that school's halls, sit in those classes, sit on those front stoops, sit on those trains, stand in those lines, stand on those corners, stand in front of this judge, and maybe my whole soul, my whole life, be like a mirror. And instead of me here in this courtroom, it would be the people versus the people. Versus Amal Dawood Shaid, she says. Keep my name out your mouth, lady, I say. But she don't hear me though. No one hears me. My lips are sealed, but my words have a life of their own. Even if they're locked up, they'll bounce off three walls and slip between metal bars. They'll say what's up to the inmates, mean mug the COs, walk out of the security tight doors, fly out of this place. Aim for the sky, kiss the clouds, and shout to that stale wind that my name is Amal, and Amal means hope. The jury finds, she says, as if this is a game of hide and seek, and I'm curled up under some table, my body balled up like a fist. Like in my mom's belly, or in some closet behind her dresses, smelling like perfume, like home, like cooked food, like plans for the future, like maybe some days, like see you tomorrows. The defendant, she says, as if it's my name, as if I came into the world with fists blocking boxing gloves, like Holyfield, Lewis, Frazier, Tyson, Rocky, and Ali.